With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Ag labor had an eventful 2016, and there's likely to be more developments in 2017. The biggest change from last year was the voter-approved minimum wage hike that's dragging farm labor along for the ride.
Other big story, and the big story that played prominently in the election, I think, of Donald Trump was the issue of regulations. And, of course, we had lots of wage and hour type of regulations. President-elect Trump wants to roll back regulations in the wage and hour area, job-killing regulations. And I think most people are on board with that.
WAFLA President Dan Fazio says regulations aside, it won't matter if they can't find people to do the work.
The other big story that we follow here is the labor shortage. You know, the fact is that there are not enough workers who are willing to do the hard jobs, the jobs that require a lot of manual labor, like agriculture, landscaping, reforestation, and other jobs in the natural resource industry that are necessary in our economy.
And then, Fazio says, comes the employer's ability to pay them.
Naturally, wages are going up in those areas for jobs that are called low-skilled jobs. I don't think of them as low-skilled jobs. I just think of them as hard manual labor jobs. We hope Congress can do something to make it easier for us to bring workers in here to come do those jobs legally.
More on WAFLA's year-end thoughts about how regulations impact farm labor tomorrow. From the Ag Information Network of the West, at aginfo.net, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been today's Fruit Grower Report.